Hamas tortures, executes 22-year-old Palestinian who led protests in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on March 30, 2025. Hamas has tortured and executed a 22-year-old Palestinian who led protests against it in Gaza last week. The Times of Israel reported. Hamas operatives kidnapped, tortured and executed a 22-year-old Palestinian who participated in last week's protests wave of protests against the terror group, according to his family. Odi Nasser al-Rabbe's body was left in front of his family's home over the weekend. Hamas operatives kidnapped, tortured, and executed 22-year-old Odi Nasser al-Rabbe for joining last week's protests against the terror group, his family says. His body was left outside his home over the weekend. Dozens attended his funeral, chanting Hamas out. This marks the pic.twitter.com/bkgbr1yai. ILTV Israel News, at ILT News, March 30, 2025. Many dozens were filmed participating in Rabbe's funeral procession earlier today, shouting Hamas out. The family of 22-year-old Odi Nasser Saadi al-Rabbe, who was kidnapped, tortured, and murdered by Hamas militias, opened fire during his funeral and vowed to avenge his death. Mourners turned the funeral into a protest against Hamas, chanting, Hamas out, out. pic.twitter.com/snkhfh6zvh. Ihab Hassan, at Ihab Hassan, March 29, 2025. Protests are rare in Gaza, unless controlled or ordered by Hamas. Al Jazeera, which typically sides with Hamas, reported on last week's demonstrations by claiming that they demanded an end to Israel's genocidal war on the enclave. However, the protests were, in fact, aimed at Hamas. The Jerusalem Post reported, the demonstrations, which started in Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, were certainly directed against the Israel-Hamas war. In extremely rare fashion, however, they also expressed direct rage at Hamas with slogans such as out, out, out. Hamas out. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.